My name is Allison Douglas. I'm the marketing and sales coordinator for Thornbury Village Cidery and Brewery. Our cidery is in Thornbury, Ontario, so all of our cider is made on site from 100% Canadian apples, most of which are also from Ontario, so it's a 100% local product. Our cider maker, Doug Johnson, is very passionate about cider making, always looking to make, you know, really interesting juice blends for us, and it's definitely all about keeping it small town, and there's a lot of pride within Thornbury surrounding the cidery. We are also opening up a hospitality space, retail environment, and tasting bar coming later this fall, hopefully around late September, early October, and so we're really looking forward to bringing the public in and lots of visitors into Thornbury to come and see where our cider is produced.
What are you sampling today?
So today we have our classic. It's actually the number one selling cider, Ontario craft cider, at the LCBO. It's Thornbury Premium Apple Cider. So it uses a blend of six different apples, all which are native to Ontario or grow really well here in the province. And with that, we create a really nice, light, crisp tasting cider. So it's our go-to. And then today also we have a special fall release that we only have limited stock of. So coming this fall we have our Thornbury Spiced Apple Cider. So that'll launch in LCBO and also in grocery channels here in Ontario. And so for the select few who get to taste it here today, we hope everybody really likes it and tells their friends that they can come buy it starting in mid-September.
Availability, where can you grab it?
So for our Thornbury Premium Apple Cider, it is available at the LCBO. It's also available in grocery channels here in Ontario. And we're also sold at Colio Estate Wine Boutiques. So those are located in 14 locations throughout Ontario as well.
Where do you get the inspiration for the work that's being done?
Well, you know, our company is really all about keeping it local, keeping it true to the craft. We're very active members of the Ontario Craft Cider Association, so really keeping the traditional values alive in cider making is really important to us. Also, we're just inspired by trends within the industry, too. So, you know, we have lots of connections through either on the wine, beer, or cider side, you know, seeing different trends coming up. It's my hope, and I think the hope of the rest of our team, too, that we'll see a lot more smaller batch ciders. You can see, even with the popularity of this festival, that it's growing, similar to the Ontario craft beer industry, where you want the small cask, you want seasonals, things like that. And so that was what we're trying to launch here with the Spiced Apple, and hopefully it takes off really nicely.
And what do you expect for the rest of the day today? It looks like it's starting to get busy already.
It's going to be a busy day. I mean, we always get people who come up to our booth and always say, you know, we've tried your cider, we love your cider, so hopefully they'll try the Spiced Apple and also love it as well. I think it's going to be a really fun day, and it's good to be among you know, people within the industry and hear what everybody's up to too, so it's a fantastic day for us to be here as well.
Where do you get more information on it?
You can visit our social media channel, so we're at Thornbury Cider, or you can also visit thornburycider.ca and find out, you know, upcoming launches and, you know, news about our new retail space as well. Everything will be posted there.
Best of luck for the rest of the day.
Thank you so much.